Job enlargement and enrichment. Jobs must be designed and organizations must be structured in a way that fosters quality management and continuous improvement. Enlargement and enrichment are job design or job redesign criteria. Generally, job enlargement means expanding the number of tasks a worker performs in producing a product. Job enrichment means having more control over how tasks are performed. The concepts of job enlargement and job enrichment date back to the mid-20th century. Industry experts began thinking of job redesign as a way to increase the breadth and depth of tasks performed by workers. The term they used for this was generalization as opposed to specialization. Their concern was with the boredom and worker resistance to highly repetitive jobs with increasingly faster product cycle times. Eventually, a worker reaches a tipping point between high productivity due to repetition and the decline of quality due to loss of interest. The culture of lean and quality management systems is squarely in favor of enlarging and enriching jobs for workers. These job changes take advantage of workers' knowledge, skills, and intellectual capital. Workers become a more flexible and valuable resource. Exhibit 8-37 summarizes the characteristics and actions required for four types of job enlargement and enrichment. Caution must be exercised with respect to redesigning jobs. Not all people want more responsibility and more demanding jobs. Before the organization can enlarge or enrich a job, it is important to understand exactly what is done in a job. This is accomplished through a job analysis, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a process of gathering, by observation, interview, or recording systems, information about important task-oriented activities and work requirements for employees. Changing the design and organization of jobs is not enough, however. People's behavior and attitudes also need to change in order to achieve and maintain the desired state of worker self-control. Only through behavioral and attitudinal changes will workers begin to adopt and internalize new ways of working and new workplace values, hence the importance of employee engagement and involvement.